Most trees harvested in West Virginia are collected by small-scale logging operations with chainsaws. But a growing number of companies use large mechanized logging machines. In this next part of our occasional series on the timber industry, Gene Snediger joins veteran logger Jerry Huffman on a job on Knobbly Mountain in Grant County.
We're about 5 or 6 miles from Baysville, about 15 miles from Petersburg.
Jerry Huffman owns three businesses related to logging. They're based just outside Petersburg. He employs more than 40 people.
This timber here was cut over probably about 25 years ago. This is not a clear cut. It's a select cut. The timber was marked by a professional forester. You can see there's a lot of trees left. I'd say probably 20, 25 years they'd cut it again.
Huffman sends out 4 or 5 teams of loggers every workday. Some conventional crews using chainsaws and others using huge logging machines like this one. As we watch, the machine cuts a tree.
What's the name of your machine that's cutting down the hill there?
This is a Tiger Cat. John Deere makes them in Canada.
How much does a machine like this cost?
This machine here costs about $500,000.
You have to be cutting an awful lot of timber to pay for the machine.
You do. But the safety factor is the thing with these machines. That is a big thing, is the safety factor.
They are safer than the conventional way of cutting trees.
Yeah.
This is the eastern side of the Allegheny Front, and I know it's a lot drier over here. Does that mean that the trees that you're logging are different as well?
Yes. This area, the timber grows a little slower than it does west of the Allegheny because they get more rainfall. Most of this year we're cutting is oak. Chestnut oak and red oak, and whenever you get over the Alleghenies, you get into more cherry and hard maple, soft maple. Further west you go there, you get into more poplar, like if you get out towards the Clarksburg, Fairmont area, and that area, that seems like there's more poplar out that way.
Jerry Huffman is a third-generation logger. The machine operators are highly skilled.
The big machine is approaching a tree that's marked, and here it goes. He cut it down. And the machine picks up the tree and it guides it as it falls.
Next, using a giant arm, the machine operator cuts the individual branches off the tree, tops the tree, then picks the tree up as if it were a toothpick, swings it around, and then cuts it into lengths suitable for the skidder, a bulldozer-like machine that drags the cut logs to the log landing, a level area further down the mountain.
Cutting into length.
It all happens so fast, you can easily miss it. One Tiger Cat machine can cut enough trees to fill 4 log trucks a day.
Hi, Charlie.
Briefly, I got to sit in the cab and meet the operator, Charlie Bow.
So this is the little cab that you live in?
Yes.
And is it air conditioned?
Yes, most definitely.
How many hours a day do you spend in this machine?
About 7, 7.5.
I have to say this seat is very comfortable. How do you decide, Jerry, whether to send a conventional crew or this very mechanized form of logging to a job?
The ground, it just depends on how rough the terrain is. If it gets too steep, well, then they can't cut with the mechanized.
How much of what you cut do you do clear cuts, and how much of what you do is selective cutting?
Right now, about I'm at least 90% select cutting. Clear cutting's a good tool to use in places it can be used. But now, we do some clearings, We've got a clearing job for a farmer that's wanting more pasture, Because a lot of farmers in our area's got to haul their cattle somewhere for pasture, and if they got an area they can clear and keep them close to their farm, that's what they like to do.
In more than 60 years of logging, Jerry Huffman has seen dramatic changes in how things are done.
In my early days of my logging, I worked with my dad, and of course we started out with horses, and I was just not very old then, just a teenager, 12 or 13 years old probably, and worked with him up through the woods. And then we went to a small dozer where we skidded with them, and we'd dig out a hole, and then we'd push the logs on the truck. We had skids and stuff. Made it a little easier, a little better than rolling them on all of them by hand. Probably in the mid-60s was where the skidders first came in this country, and we were able to get one back then. As equipment got better, we got log loaders, and finally got to these cutting machines. Anybody that's lived in my generation has probably seen more change than they was way before that, because everything stayed about the same up until then.
Would you advise youngsters growing up in West Virginia today to go into the timber logging or wood products business?
Yeah, I think I would. I don't think there are going to be too many people do it. If you want to work, and you know, you can make it at it. One thing, I see my son, he's working with me in the business, and I got two grandsons, and they're coming along, and you know, it's sort of, if they want a job, in the way we're set up, it'll be here for them.
In the next segment of this series, we'll follow the logs to one of the most sophisticated sawmills in the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jean Snediger in Grant County.